You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of October 8th, 2014, and it's back to the daily grind.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Experience Points podcast. My name is Scott Jester.
And I'm George Albor.
We're the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net. It's a serious but not humorless conversation about video games.
Hoorah!
We work at it all the time.
It's a daily chore.
A struggle, if you will.
It is.
A monotonous task.
I wouldn't go that far.
I guess that's true.
I like to think we have a bit of fun.
Well, it's fine. I guess I've just been playing too many JRPGs recently.
That's probably the issue.
Because we're going to talk a little bit about grinding. Our colleague over at Pop Matters, actually, Mark Filipowicz, he wrote on The Ontological Geek, he wrote an article called The Serotonin Machine, which actually sounds like another video game made by, like, the Amnesia people or something.
Yeah, something that, like, actually taps into your brain to measure the levels of serotonin.
Matrix-esque bullshit that's happening. I like that. So he wrote a pretty good article about... just why people kind of, not even why they like it or not, but like why grinding exists. Like, what is it good for? We complain about it, yet we always do it. Is it useful? And a lot of, you know, examples kind of thrown in here and there. Mm-hmm. And it's fairly apropos of some current events in video games. So we thought it would be a good one to talk about this week.
Yeah, and just to jump into it, his primary thesis, I think, is stated well when he says, grinding is capable of improving a game's aesthetic force.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a couple of examples. But I think the best thing about this article is that he actually goes into pretty good depth the different ways that grinding can actually be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I should say right off the bat, grinding is already full of, like, loaded negative connotations, right? Yeah. I mean, to grind is to just do the same repetitive task over and over and over again. Would we call something that we genuinely enjoy grinding? You know, like, I've played, you know, hundreds of hours of League of Legends.
Yeah.
Every match is somewhat similar to the last. Now, maybe there's different characters from facing off against different enemies and whatnot, but is that a grind? I mean, is playing the same... Say, for example, I play 12 hours of a Call of Duty multiplayer, a single map. Is that a grind?
Yeah.
I mean, am I grinding if I just do the same thing over and over again, if I'm genuinely having fun doing it?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the problem overall with the term. And I can't really decide whether or not I think we should just abandon it or not. Like, I'm starting to get to that point, because anything, like you were saying, that's, like, sufficiently repetitive or has the connotations of being boring, and it gets tied up in other, like, weird linguistic things, like, what is a slog versus a grind?
Yeah.
Like, what is boredom versus, like,
tedium
or, like, frustration versus difficulty, you know, like that sort of
stuff.
That's, like,
a good point.
I mean, like, it's really hard to define all of these things. And, like, you say, like, oh, you know, baseball has 160 something games a year. It's a grind to finish a season. But, like you're,
is it,
like,
a grind?
I mean, like, it's hard because you start wearing down physically, but, like, is that, like, your League of Legends example, I wouldn't really consider that a grind.
I wouldn't either. I mean, that's why I do it. I think if the moment I consider it a grind, I should probably stop playing.
But, I mean, maybe that is part of the... Maybe grinding in some ways is rewarding, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and in that case, we're, like, kind of attaching a negative connotation to something that is repetitive and...
Well, the way that I think of grinding is as a secondary experience, right? Like, the reason you'd grind in the first place, anyone in sort of the classic sense of the word, is to achieve some other form of victory.
Mm-hmm.
You're grinding in an RPG so that you can achieve some sort of level requirement for you to adequately take on a new challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're grinding in an MMO because you need to get a certain material or rep that drops off of a specific type of animal, and until you get that cloth drop or what have you, you're not going to be able to build the armor that you need to then go play the actual game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always this sort of secondary experience. The confusing part is that for people who genuinely enjoy that second experience,
that is the game.
That is the game, right? Yeah. Like, I think back to grinding in World of Warcraft, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were times where, you know, there's a specific time when I spent so long, dozens and dozens of hours, grinding reputation by killing this mob, specifically to get like a rare white tiger that I could ride.
Mm.
And everyone knows that that's what it requires. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not like there's some other way to go about it and I was trying to just maximize my efficiency.
But people know you did it.
But people know I did. But that's kind of the thing, right? Like, because I went in knowing that I was going to participate in this grind, there was no secondary means of me getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even that's not really a grind. Maybe that's a significantly different type of grind. One that's like, I put that upon myself. I didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having an aesthetic skin change on a fucking tiger, like, that's not necessary for me to play the actual game. The game itself was the grind in that case.
Yeah, yeah. But that was part of that game, too, was just the social side of it, where, like,
right.
You could tell I went to BlizzCon because I have this thing, you know, like, and that
I was... I do have a thing, by the way, from BlizzCon.
Official capital T thing.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel crossover.
Yeah.
I just think that you're... And then, because then you're, like, everyone is playing the game for a different reason at that point. You know, the reason why is because you want to look cool in front of people that don't have the white tiger. Like, that's why you're doing
it. And I have to say, I looked so sweet.
I rolled my alt Siegfried.
Dude, that white tiger. I bet people are listening right now and are like, I know that tiger.
Oh, George is way cooler than I thought he was.
Yeah, I think I got a t-shirt back at home.
So, I mean, what else, like, in this article, right? Like, I think a lot... He has a really funny... I don't think this is actually a parody game or anything. He calls it, like, one of his favorite games, well-known RPG, which I think is actually really funny because... That's not a thing.
And I've also never heard of it.
So. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, in this day of wacky indie, wacky indie darlings, that could very well be a game.
Yeah, that could be a real
game. Like, Half Minute Hero is a game.
Yeah, I think that's probably a real game called a well-known RPG.
What is, what's the other one where, is it Achievement Quest or something? Sure. Achievement Unlocked.
Yeah, or like Don't Shit Your Pants.
Yeah.
Right? All of those are games.
But anyway, I think it's going to be kind of facetious. Like, well-known RPG could be a stand-in for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like Final Fantasy, you know, Dragon Age, Dragon Quest.
Sure.
Anything having to do with quests, dragons, or fantasies.
Yeah, which is appropriate that it has grinding in it.
Yeah. But I mean, like, at that point, you know, we're trying to kind of retroactively justify, like, why we like these games so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that... I think there's a couple things going on. Like, one is grinding is also somewhat age relative.
You think?
Yeah,
so I think so. You think that we were more likely to grind when we were kids?
I think people are more likely to at least buy into or participate in grinding when they set aside the time... And don't feel like they're being cheated out of time to do it.
Okay, sure.
Right? I mean, like, what games have you done this with?
You mean the grind?
Yeah.
The epic grind. Yeah. I've done it with a ton of games. I mean, I wouldn't know. I would argue I would do it with most games that have things that are locked. Mm-hmm. And I think I've probably done it with every Assassin's Creed to some extent.
What's in Assassin's Creed? What is the thing that...
Like, what if I wanted... Like, for example, I really enjoy reading in Assassin's Creed, all of the historical landmarks.
Uh-huh.
I think you could argue that it's a grind to go from location to location to location to unlock all of the sort of hidden information, in a way.
Bumping up against the definitions again.
Yeah, but I mean, to some extent, the issue is, like, I have an ideal experience that I want to have, and there's something that's in my way of doing it, and I have to do it over and over and over again to achieve that victory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or say, for example, there's a certain requirement on getting or purchasing land or something in the game, right? Like, then I'll probably grind to get enough drops or gold or whatever to do it, you know? I mean, I think the best example I have right now is Destiny, and I think this is why I found this article so interesting, because... In my mind, I'm trying to justify why I'm enjoying Destiny so much when I also hear a lot of feedback from people that it's also so disappointing. And it's really interesting to watch the conversation around Destiny right now, because I feel like everyone in the game space is in that exact same position, where they really enjoy playing Destiny, but they also laugh at how ludicrous the game is in terms of the grind, in terms of the voice acting, in terms of the story, all that stuff.
So, Destiny.
Yes.
That I think that gels much more with my, like, more formal definition of grinding, where it's got to the point where you were just doing the same thing. It's not like Assassin's Creed where you're doing the same thing. you know, Assassin's Creed, you're jumping on different buildings. You're doing different chase sequences. You're doing, like...
I mean, the streets are pretty similar, though.
Well, I mean, that's just because we don't live in Rome.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Destiny, it's like... It's much more Final Fantasy-esque, where you are holding down the trigger, and you are pointing at the same cave opening, and you are, you know...
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't do too much of the loot cave stuff, for
right.
Sure.
But I mean, like, that was what I would do in, like, the Final Fantasy games. Like, I would go to that one forest where I know Cactar would pop up,
yeah.
And I would farm, you know, XP for an hour or whatever.
Sure. I mean, but the Destiny example is interesting, though, right? Because part of the thing that I enjoy when grinding So here's the thing. There's a bunch of different things to enjoy out of grinding, and Mark touches on a lot of them, mm-hmm. right? And he talks about the way that, design-wise, they affect the play experience. Like, they help personalize the way that you tell your own story, for example, because mm-hmm. through that long period of time, it allows for experimentation. You get to play around with the different ways of play, and that is an enjoyable experience and changes the ultimate end game experience. He also talks about how it slows access to certain type of content, like leveling, that you might otherwise not understand
mm-hmm.
If you got it all at once.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
All of that is aside to my understanding of why I think the grind is somewhat enjoyable in Destiny, and that is, there's still always an opportunity for something to be surprising, you mm-hmm. know? Like, there are moments in Destiny where you might turn around a corner and someone is slightly higher level than you, or because you're fighting low-level monsters, you think, oh, I've got this, no problem, you jump in like a crazy person, and you end up getting really, really low. Mm-hmm. Like, there's still moments of excitement. There's also opportunities for you to practice your efficiency. Like, it's fun... face an encounter that you faced numerous times and do it the best way possible. Like, if I jump over a corner and I throw in a grenade and I kill like six guys at once, mm. and then I'm shooting the big last standing sort of general and I get him down to a shred of health and then I stab him in the face. Like, yeah. That's still a really cool experience.
Mm.
Even though there's no real threat there,
mm.
there's artistic flourish that you can experience when you're participating in that sort of grind. You know? And then on top of all of that, if I did a grind of some higher level content, and you would call it the grind because, you know, I might have done this level 6, 7, 8, 10 dozens of times,
mm.
the experience is fun because the design of the game itself is fun. Like, mm. I don't think that there's that much of a difference, quote-unquote, grinding equal level content in Destiny than there is just playing another game of League of Legends. You know, like, there are... still changes in how you play, and they're still interesting enough design choices within that sort of environment that Bungie's created that you can still have a really good time, even though technically it's the same space.
I mean, I think what Bungie did, which was smart in some ways to kind of displace a lot of the grind, was they scale the enemies.
Yeah.
And so... you are actually kind of in danger of, if you're stupid, you know, if you're being dumb, yeah. like you're in danger of being taken out by relatively mid-level enemies if you're not mm-hmm. really paying attention. And I think that solves a lot. And it's also because, you know, they are just good at designing encounters.
Mm-hmm.
I think that solves a lot of that stuff.
Absolutely.
But I mean, it displaces the grind. It turns it into a slot machine, basically. Like, over a long enough period of time, you'll eventually unlock the hidden engrams or whatever that you need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To get all the sweets.
To get all the... Yeah, exactly. Sure. Like, you're still working towards the end game content, which requires X amount of time to be put in just existing in the world and shooting
yeah,
things.
Yeah, you're still trying to get to that gated content.
Right. Which is, like, I think, you know, that there's very few games I feel that actually... There's very few games that can overcome that sort of thing if they're structured in the way that Destiny is structured.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you can choose also to increase the difficulty of things that you are experiencing, right? Like,
yeah.
I could go do a strike and then amp up the difficulty so that it's relative to my level, you know, just normal or actually quite very hard.
Yeah.
For my skill level and my, like, item level, for example. Being able to amp up that difficulty is really important for them because... Yes, they're gating content. I mean, and let's put it in no unclear terms. They want to slow access to 100% completion of the game so you don't stop playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want you to just finish all of the content right when the next expansion comes out, and then you're back to the grind so you can do that next thing.
Yeah,
that's the ideal, right? I understand that. But at the same time, if I augment the difficulty and I'm having a good time getting there, then it's not too big of a problem. And it means when I get there, like if I say, you know what, I don't have all the best gear, but I'm going to do this challenge anyway, and I overcome it, then that means something. And then if I get better gear, and now that's a breeze, and now I'm enjoying that content in a different way. Mm. Maybe now I'm taking an artistic flourish to how I do it. Mm. Or maybe now I'm experimenting with a different playstyle when I do it.
Yeah.
You know, like if there's enough opportunity space in those areas that you're encountering repeatedly, then each time can still feel very different. And that's what multiplayer games bring to the table. I mean, some people will argue that they're grinding in Destiny when they play multiplayer, because playing multiplayer isn't their ideal. They're just doing it for gear.
And apparently you can, you also still get points that apply to, you know, the whatever, the end level or whatever. I mean, it's all part of the same economy. I think that...
Well, but their economy is really weird. Like, you can buy PvP gear with PvP rep.
Mm.
You can't buy PvE gear with PvP rep. And vice versa.
But you can... I thought you can get the bounties that give you
Yes, but some currency. Are PvP bounties, and some are PvE bounties.
But I thought the PvP bounties could apply through... Maybe it applies to experience, but not gear.
So there's multiple types of currency in the game.
Right.
Like a dozen or something. Yeah.
But I mean, that's why... But I remember thinking when I was playing through the early beta, I was like, oh, well, if I really like multiplayer, I could still actually be leveling up my guy.
Oh, yeah,
or
absolutely.
I could just be hanging out... You know, killing computers or whatever.
Yep, yep.
So, like, I think that's... Again, I think it's a good way to kind of mask or figure out what kind of treadmill people like and put them on that treadmill. Because everyone likes a certain type of treadmill.
Sure,
Like, you just have to find what
ones that you just like. Don't go uphill.
No incline.
No incline.
Decline treadmill.
Well, that's bad on your knees.
One of the best grinding... experiences in games that I had was Demon Souls, because there was Demon Souls. There are stats, but it's mostly about the stats are extremely important. But even if you're very high stats, the weakest enemies still pose a challenge to you. And you know, getting that gear and leveling up slowly but surely, you know, it helps you. Fight them off. It helps you fight the enemies offensively, but you'll still get taken out if you're being dumb.
Sure.
And that was something that was way more engaging to me, because every time I even had to fight the stupidest skeleton, I had to be aware and awake.
Yeah.
Like I had a hard time, like, you know, in a JRPG, you could just watch TV and play at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, like you're like engaging in a meta challenge, not like a tactical challenge.
Well, I should also say, though, I totally agree with you. I think that's a great example. The same could be applied to any of those games where the grind is not so much levels, but almost the mechanical memorization of everything you have to go through.
Right.
But the TV example, I think, is a good one too, though, because one of the reasons I can sometimes enjoy grind is that it allows me to multitask.
Mm-hmm.
And that multitasking isn't always outside of the game. Mm-hmm. Like, I can play a game and watch a TV show or something also, which is fine. I'm totally okay with that. But also, there are times in Destiny where I'll queue up and I'll just grind with a couple of friends, and all we're doing is just chit-chatting, you know? And we're going through the motions, and we're talking about how shitty grinding is or something like that, right? But the idea is that it provides that social space. You know, when I was grinding out the reputation I needed to buy that, like, mythical tiger or whatever in World of Warcraft, I was sitting in chat with my guildies, and they were talking about strategy for certain things or what have you. So there's all sorts of different opportunities for the grind as well.
Mm.
And an opportunity to socialize is something that can be rare when it's pure breakneck speed of plowing through content.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I think that it goes back to our need to, like, differentiate. Because, I mean, what you're doing when it's tactical is it's more like practice. Like, you're practicing a sport.
Yeah.
Like, if you were in League of Legends, if you and a partner were practicing your 1-2 combo for, like, an hour, like, it's not the same as if you're gonna just farm a bunch of creeps.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing something different. And that was the thing that I got from Demon Souls. Like, I was actually perfecting techniques and you know, I saw what I need to do and was able to, you know, to get slightly better just from a, like, how do I press these buttons more efficiently perspective. Mm-hmm. The other thing that was nice is that, like, from a narrative perspective, like, grinding kind of distills down the idea of, like, practicing to become a master at something.
Right.
Like, instead of the myth, you know, the Gladwell 10,000 hours or something, you put in, like, 10 hours.
Sure.
But it was really important in,
you,
like...
You can go from being really shit at it to being just to being mostly God mode. Shit at it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Got it, yeah. I mean, I think in Demon's Souls, it was me realizing that I had made poor choices in my Demon's Souls life.
Like, well, when is that not true?
I mean, I was like I forget what it was. I was like some kind of rogue character or something. And I was like, at a certain point in the game, I was like, shit, I need to know spells.
Yeah.
Like, I basically had to go back to wizard school and, like, learn how to cast even the simplest fireball. Because, like, I realized I was not...
Which must have been really awkward, because you're clearly older than all the other wizards.
It was like, I was just, like, had to go buy, like, no one was carding me. I was buying a bunch of potions for my other wizard friends.
A bunch of butterbeer. You're like, yo, Scott, buy me some butterbeer.
I mean, like, I did. Like, it set me back in that game hours, because I realized that... I needed to restart, and I was like, okay, well, and then the other thing, narratively speaking, I was like, then at a certain point of trying to relearn all these spells, I was like, oh, I'll never be as good as a wizard. Like, I'll learn some of these spells.
Well, I learned that at a young age. I will never be as good as a wizard.
It's kind of like if I went back to school to, like, be an artist now or something.
Well, but, I mean, 10,000 hours, right? I mean, eventually you'll be good enough.
I guess so, but, I mean, it's just
10,000 wizardly hours is different.
If I could just use my spell to slow down time, like, I made this realization that's like, I'm going to grind, and what I achieve will be even more meaningful to me because I know this was not what I was really meant to do. Like, I was born to a steel worker, and I was going to college.
Wow. You know, like... So inspirational, Scott. This is like the blind side of Demon's Souls stories.
That's why I stabbed What's-Her-Face.
When you did this, though, like, how else would you do that? I mean, is the game just punishing you for picking rogue? Or is it saying, look, you can go rogue, but you will have to grind at some point?
I mean, I have subsequently watched tutorials and videos of what people have done, and, like, there's different ways of doing it. But the way to success that I saw... necessitated me going back and relearning stuff.
And were you resentful of that? Because a lot of people would have just stopped.
I mean, well, a lot of people are quitters, George. I mean, you're obviously resentful in the moment to moment, right?
Sure.
Just the way you're resentful when you're a kid in school, or you're resentful when you have to, you know, commute a really long ways to a cool concert or something.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is the pain of learning, right? Mm. I mean, I don't know, it's hard to explain, right? But tedious learning in a way. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like languages, for example, languages are, I think I take to language pretty well, but they are almost by definition the worst thing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know enough until you achieve fluency. Yeah. The moment you learn how to say where the bathroom is, you have to understand now weird metaphysical concepts or, you know, all sorts of other things. Like, oh, do you know where the pool is? Yeah, okay, but I don't know how to say, you know, where's my swim trunks or something. Someone stole my swim trunks.
Don't they style a wizard banyo? Banyo de wizard?
That's much better. Yeah. I think at that point they'd hang you.
Yeah. I didn't say brujo.
Oh yeah, brujo.
So that's the thing. Like, you hate it during the time, but I don't know.
But you know it's going to that moment where it's...
potentially. I think that's very rare. Like, in the times where I've had to, like, grind out a bunch of BS and other games, like, it hasn't. That instance sticks out because it is rare.
And I think this is why it's ultimately a question of fairness. Like, I love Mark's piece about grinding. I think it's really good. Because too often we just wave our hands and say, oh, grinding is dumb. When it's clearly not. There's a ton of powerful benefits to play experiences through grinding. And a lot of unique opportunities that grinding genuinely offers that other parts or aspects of a game cannot. But I think it's one of fairness. If you ever feel like you're unfairly having to grind, that's where I think you really feel that this is pointless and futile.
Yeah.
In Destiny, I don't feel like it's unfair. I understand that to some extent it is, but at the same time...
Screw that Cryptarch guy or whoever.
Right, yeah, screw the Cryptarch. Yeah. But at the same time, I have such respect for Bungie's minute-to-minute design choices that I really enjoyed the experience. And I think they're providing a lot of really cool social things, so it doesn't bother me. Yeah. Now, if it does bother other people, that's fine. They don't have to play. There's plenty of other games that they can play.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that for a lot of people who are used to MMOs, the Destiny experience is going to be more... it's going to be more satisfying and more easily to understand than people going in thinking they're getting a Call of Duty action shooter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there are those games where it feels like, no, this grind is unfair because it's not immediately satisfying to play or there are so many other ways you could go about doing it, right? And it's so easy to move between those lines in a painful way.
Mm.
Like, leveling up in an RPG. We've all played those RPGs where to go from level 4 to level 5 takes just an hour too long. Mm. It's just that last hour is just painful and ugly and you have to continue.
Mm.
And maybe you're still only like 1/25th of the way through the game. At which point you would go, you know what? Why am I grinding at such a low level? Grinding is something good I should be doing later in a game, right, where it makes more sense, where I have more options about where to go instead of just facing the one thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. You
know, there's a lot of missteps that designers could face when considering forcing someone to go through a repetitive content.
Yeah. I can't think of the last time that I...
truly grind.
Yeah, I mean, grinded. Like, yeah, ground.
Ground.
When was the last time I was ground? Like, I mean, I can't... I mean, even games like that I wanted to play, like... you know, like Ni No Kuni or something, like, at a certain point, I was like, oof, I'm gonna have to put a lot of time in here, you know? Like, it's, I don't know, I just, and again, this is where it comes back to my theory of, like, at a certain point, something tips, and you don't have as much time, and it's just, you know, you're not willing to dedicate it to it unless it feels like, really, like you're learning something or achieving something.
Yep.
And it has to feel like that in the game that, you know... every game is slightly different. Like, Destiny will make some people feel like that, and other people won't. But I don't know. I just, for some reason, it always comes back to time with me. I don't know if I'll be able to divorce it from that.
No, I think that's a good one. I mean, for me, for Destiny, the moment I don't have people to grind with, I'm going to stop. It doesn't make any sense. To me, it's very much a social game. There's no reason to continue after that.
That's interesting. Because then that means you don't really like the moment-to-moment stuff.
I do. I like the moment-to-moment stuff as a team. I mean, this is similar to any sort of team-based sport, right?
Yeah.
Same reason I like League of Legends. I could play me versus bots. It'd be terrible.
Mm.
But it's playing with other people. When you organize flanking maneuvers and stuff, those are the truly enjoyable moments.
Mm. Do you think you've ever learned something through the grind that has been as meaningful or elegant as, like Mark brings up in the article, like Portal or Braid, kind of like the additive mechanics, but you've kind of stumbled upon it yourself or you've done anything like that?
Not that I can think of. Destiny is stuck in my mind right now, so I'm trying to think of other grindy moments.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's mostly just getting to those numbers, you know, like you start... It's far more subtle. Like, let's take our favorite RPG example, Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's certain things where you could have read it in a book or in a tutorial or something, but when you understand, like, oh, if I cast slow and then, you know, poison and then do my thing, it'll kill them in one less turn, like, you know?
You know where I actually really find it is those games that force you to use multiple characters, like, I think it was Final Fantasy VII, right, when you fight Sephiroth, you have to have like three different teams of three. Maybe this is Final Fantasy 6. Maybe it's 6.
Yeah, and 6 at the very end, you actually split up into three teams, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that sucks because that's not the normal RPG thing.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you're grinding out characters you would never have used.
Mm.
This happened, I think it happens also in Final Fantasy 12. Because I remember using characters that I would never otherwise use. Or, you know, there are. You know, maybe even in Destiny to some extent, there are weapons that you wouldn't normally use, but you have to use them because it's just clearly the better weapon in one case or another.
Yeah.
Or even in Chrono Trigger, when Chrono vanishes and is gone, and all of a sudden you're building a party with characters you might not normally use, and now you're using abilities that chain into one another.
Yeah.
you know, that you wouldn't had never thought of or had never had access to until now.
Yeah.
Such that when he comes back, you're like, screw him, Frog is better.
Never.
Never again.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a bit, it's a hard technique, but like taking the player out of the comfort zone. I mean, it's really dangerous because they just might walk away. It's like, oh, well, forget it. If I I can't play Warlock, I'm out. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But I mean, like that upsetting the balance a little bit there and then having people have to readjust, you know, grinding can be a thing that will allow you to, you know, like you're saying, see a few new techniques that maybe otherwise you wouldn't have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And enforcing that because like, oh, you can't go to the last boss because these characters that you've been ignoring for the whole game are underpowered, like
yep.
That will force you to learn something new.
Yeah.
And it's not like, I think also like we shifted for a few years there of like game, there were several games that came out, Portal and Braid are two of them, that were just so elegant in how they taught you how to play the game.
Yeah.
That it wasn't unstructured trial and error.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it feels like it was, but it wasn't.
Yeah, like, it feels like intuition when it's not.
Right. I mean, yeah. Those games were very carefully designed to make you feel like a genius.
Yeah.
Whereas other games, which seem dumber, are actually more liberal in what they allow you to do. And mm-hmm. therefore, if you find something amazing, it can be A, more subtle because you're not even aware that you're doing it because you've learned it over the course of dozens of hours.
Yeah.
Or B, you might just miss it completely because it's not forcing you down.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's, you're not learning. Imagine in Portal if they didn't teach you how to do like the momentum jump or something.
Yeah.
And you just kind of had to like learn it.
But, so many people would have quit.
Right. Like yeah. Imagine if it wasn't, but that's the thing. Imagine if it wasn't required.
Right.
Like in Portal, it was required to learn it. Whereas right. in some grinding games, it's like in Demon's Souls, it wasn't required for me to learn that this sword pairs really well with this spell.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute I learned it, it was like the most rewarding thing in the world. And it was because I had just had to keep repeating things.
Yeah, that experimentation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's what mankind's progress is to some extent.
Stabbing
right?
and shooting.
I mean, this is, we briefly talked about it before the podcast, but I think there's a sort of hypocrisy among people who criticize the grind and especially criticize the grind in Destiny, but at the same time will promote or respect games like Truck Simulator,
mm-hmm.
where to some extent, like the grind is the norm for mankind, you know? It's mm-hmm. like long, tedious agricultural work or whatever
yeah.
type of work. Like there is a joy in the repetition of it, and we like to point to things like serotonin or, oh, mm. there's chemicals in the brain, we're all being
yeah.
controlled. But look, the brain is a really complex machine,
mm.
and one chemical that is triggered when a certain bright light happens isn't the be-all, end-all of why we do things.
Right.
And one of the reasons we do things that are tedious is because, to some extent, mankind is okay with that type of stuff, and we have been for a while.
Well, it's also...
Especially when it's social.
Yeah, exactly. When it's social, and when it's also socially recognized, like Truck Simulator, like we keep on talking about Truck Simulator for some reason, but
and trucks about, weirdly
and trucks.
Enough, yeah.
Well, we
Quad 4, that's a thing.
The it's the excellence that people like. It's obviously it can be tedious, but it is performing something perfectly.
Yep.
And
yeah.
and that's when, you know, in Final Fantasy VII, when you get your like Knights of the Round mimic combo, and you can do it, you know, 100 times in a row without failing. It's a similar thing of like in Truck Simulator being able to make that run from like LA to California on time 100 times in a row.
Yeah.
You're doing
yeah.
the same thing, but like you're able to perfectly do it.
Yeah.
And it takes mechanical skill to do it. And so like that's something that
especially in a world where it's really hard to find or achieve perfection in anything else.
Right. Yeah.
yeah.
And that's always, I mean, it allows you these exquisite moments of perfection in a world where you'll never ever find that,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
these tiny moments of something that can be done perfectly.
Yeah.
That's Demon's Souls.
There we go.
Tiny moments of things that can be done perfectly, punctuated by huge moments of fuck-ups.
I mean, I should say none of this is to say that there isn't exploitative or,
oh, yeah.
like, deeply problematic ethically.
Just look at any social game that is based on the energy concept.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of problematic grinding out
yeah.
there, but, you
yeah.
know.
But we still like it.
We still like it. There's still some good stuff.
Yeah. Feel free to write in with your questions or input, experiencepoints@gmail.com's email address.
And visit us at the tower. which we also like to call experiencepoints.net.
We'll decode your NGUPS. Oh, sorry.
No, you know, this is trash.
This is an orange one. I don't even know what that means.
This is a stale banana. You thought this was an engram?
You thought this was purple? This is an eggplant.
This is club soda. This is a bottle of club soda. They should really start adding that to Destiny.
It's club sodas?
No, just bullshit like shitty items. Engrams. Yeah. Yeah, like once every 50 engrams, they just give you absolute garbage.
Oh, look, it's poop.
Yeah, this is literally defecation from a dreg. ExperiencePoints.net, as I said, iTunes and Stitcher were also on there. Come and pay us a visit.
Yep. And until next time, everyone, thanks for listening. We'll be talking to you next week.
So long. Every time.